Ruined it for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Have we suspended him for a week or is he coming in this morning?
We don't have brutes on this show. Just play the ball, not the man, Tex. What are you doing trying to knock blokes out?
Sorry, I forgot our game wasn't a contact sport.
What were you doing? Giving him a little chin massage or something?
Yeah, he said his chin was a bit soft, so he wanted a little bit of a massage.
What, were you just revved up for the occasion? Because the boys were cracking in. That's the sort of football that Crow supporters want to see.
Yeah, I got a bit excited, Roo. So, lucky my family are down this weekend, so I can spend a bit of time with my family.
What, you're not going to Brisbane?
No, I don't think I'll be going.
Really? Okay.
I would have thought, I'm not being funny here, Tex, but as captain of the club, I would have thought, even if you're not playing, that you'd be there. So you're not given a role like that on game day?
Not at this stage. I'll probably, Pikey, if he wants me to go, he'll speak to me some stage this week. But currently speaking, Dits, I'm here in lovely Adelaide.
Now, you've caught 1 week. Some people think you should have got more. Some people think you should have got off. What about Bryce Gibbs' incident? We're hearing that he's contesting. So he obviously thinks he's done nothing at all. In the commentary, it looked like Joel Selwood had concussion. He stayed down. He had doctors and physios around him. And I was thinking to myself, gee, he doesn't stay down unless he's hurt, Joel. But with modern football, you're not allowed to fake or take a dive. This is a bit of a sticky situation, this one, isn't it?
I reckon he'll get off.
Who? Gibbsy?
I think so.
What did Gibbsy think he did? Much or not? Obviously not if he's contesting.
Not much at all, but we'll find out tonight. I won't say too much ahead of tonight, so I don't want to ruin his chances.
Don't do that.
Fair enough. But Tex, from where I've watched this so many times, and I keep scratching my head saying, what on earth did he do? And I'm going to make a prediction here. I reckon Joel Selwood might be in trouble.
What do you mean?
Well, just watch and see what happens.
What, you reckon the old reverse?
I reckon he might. Put it this way, he should get fined.
If they find out that Gibbs did nothing, can they then reverse it around onto the...
You probably can't, but they bloody should. They should
make
a statement.
I wonder if they can.
They should make a stand.
Well, that's interesting.
You know where I'm heading with this or not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't. What are you saying, Dits?
So if he's actually faked it, if he has faked it, I wonder if they can report him.
Well, look, I don't know Bryce Gibbs like you two blokes do, but I trust him. I think I trust him enough to know he's not a dirty, malicious player. And he's fighting this, believing he's done nothing wrong, sure.
And Joel Selwood's a very respected player as well, so they're both in that camp. So this will be an interesting night at the tribunal tonight.
It will.
We'll have to wait and see. Hey, Tex, a lot of speculation about a few players might be back. I know they're saying Daniel Tarley is almost a given, but a lot of talk about Mitch McGovern perhaps coming back from that collision in the showdown where he twisted his ankle badly.
Yeah, he's been out for a while, Gov, so obviously he's got to get through main session this week. Tails is a good chance. Richie Douglas.
Is he a genuine chance, Dougie, or is he probably another week away?
No, he's a genuine chance, so but he'll have to get through his main session Wednesday.
Yeah.
And give himself every chance to play. Brody Smith's not too far, so we're starting to get
how far is Brody Smith away? Because I'm pretty sure if a bloke's coming back from a knee reconstruction that at some stage that week leading into it, the coach is going to come out and say he's putting his hand up for selection. Has that happened yet, or could that happen this week, or is another week away, do you think?
He's a good chance, Smithers, so we'll have to wait.
This week?
Well, we'll have to wait and see, Roo. Word travels slow up to the Gold Coast, doesn't it?
It does, especially when you're talking.
He's not giving us much, is he?
So he'd have to play SNFL, surely?
Yeah, you'd like to think so.
You would like to think so. How's the feeling within the group, though, Tex? Seriously, that game was much more aggressive and higher intensity and a lot more pressure on the opposition. The tackles inside 50 were absolutely brilliant. Young Murphy did a great job. Eddie Betts was back. And and obviously to have Atkins back in good form into the side, and Riley Knight, he's an underrated player when he's fit and firing. He's important to the side.
Yeah, those guys that you just said then, they just come in and played their role really well, and I thought our ability to pressure the opposition, which was a cornerstone of our game, which we've been pretty inconsistent with this year, was outstanding on Thursday night, and so was our contest stuff. So if we can continue that over the next 5-6 weeks, I'm sure we'll give ourselves best chance to play finals.
Tex, did you buy the advertiser yesterday morning? Did you have a read?
Oh, I don't read the advertiser, Dix.
I know, yeah. Oh, well, you've missed Kane Corns' article then.
I'm dead set spewing about that.
I don't be like that. Have you had any feedback about the article he wrote yesterday, suggesting that maybe it was time for Rory to take over as captain?
No, I haven't had any feedback about that.
No? No. All right. But you haven't got any thoughts of stepping down, have you? You'll continue on as captain?
Until I get the tap on the shoulder from my teammates, yeah.
Righto. All right. Fair enough. Enough said. Now, Tex.
Need to make.
Are you a mummy's boy or what? Can you stand on your own 2 feet or?
I most certainly am, Ditz, and I'm.
You are a mummy's boy.
I love my mother. Yeah.
And no, and so you should. But that's a different story. So let's go back to the great job you did. What, about 2 weeks ago? We had the big charity lunch.
Yeah.
In honour of your mate Jake Borlase at Adelaide Oval.
Yeah.
And as I do, Roo, I praise Tex as much as I can. I was the MC, and I got Tex up on stage.
What did you praise him about?
About his ears.
Oh, No.
Well, it's not a joke. Anyway, I've said something about Tex's ears as I got him up.
He can pick up Sky Channel.
On his ears, yeah. With his ears. Anyway, so I go and sit down. Next minute, this lady sidles up next to me. And she goes, I don't appreciate you making fun of my son's ears. I went, what? Who are you? She goes, I'm Tex's mum. I said, oh, no, you've taken it the wrong way. I said, it was a positive. I was saying his hearing is that good.
Yeah, that's right.
That I was actually praising him.
Yeah.
But she took it totally the wrong way.
I don't think she fell for that one.
No, no. Now, I just want to ask her.
But she was serious. She was going to barrel you.
Yeah. Now, Tex, do you get your ears from your mum? I mean, she got big ears as well. Or?
No. I certainly do, Ditz.
Tex. Tex, get stuck into him. You should. Mums are out of bounds.
Oh, no.
No,
hang on.
Well, in Ditz's defence, Mum approached him, but she's a fiery lady, Ditz.
Is she fiery, Tex?
Oh, I've been on a couple of.
Has she been done for misconduct?
Oh, a couple of times.
What's she like at the footy?
She puts her headphones in so she doesn't have to listen to any.
She listens to Triple M. Crowd.
She does listen to Triple M.
Right.
she'd probably be listening now.
All right, I'll send her some flowers. All right.
Just be that's too far. Just no flowers to my mum, please, Ditz.
Hey, big Texan, a few people wrote the Crows off a couple of weeks ago and said no chance of making finals. 5 out of the last 6 should get the Crows in the finals, but it starts this week against Brisbane, who have won 3 in a row. They're actually starting to look like a reasonable young side, aren't they?
Oh, they're in great form. They've won their last 3, and I think probably 4 or 5 out of some of their past games, they've been thereabouts as well. Mm. So we're definitely going to have to go up there and set the tone and do what we did on Thursday night if we're any chance of winning.
They were very good last week against Hawthorn. Gee, that young Hipwood's a good player, isn't he, Tex?
He's a nice player. The boys down back are going to have to be on their game, but we'll do our best not to let it get down there.
Now, Tex, just before you leave us, this annoyed Roo and I during the week, and I don't know if you want to tell us the story or not, but I'm probably putting you on the spot here a little bit, but people approach you all the time, and I know, and I'm being real serious now, because you're a good bloke, you have a lot of fun at your own expense, and you give and you give and you give. And by the way, just on that, I want to mention the video I saw of you online with, what's young Milbank's name down at the club? It's Zach Jacob. Milbank's brother, Jacob. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. And I mean that. What a great tribute. And this is a boy with Down syndrome. He works down at the Crows. And you did a wonderful video with him last week. So I want to congratulate you on that. But do you want to tell us the story of what happened to you on social media this week or not?
Oh, the Port supporter.
Up at Barossa, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a bloke just asked me for a photo. And
you were out with your girlfriend. You're having a social day out.
Yeah, we're up at the brewery and... He asked for a photo, and I said, yeah, no worries. And then he put it up on his social media and said a few few words that wasn't, I didn't take too nicely.
He bagged the hell out of you, basically, didn't
Pretty
he?
Pretty much.
So all friendly, comes up, hey, Tex, can I have a photo?
Yeah, so and I put it on mine.
Yeah. And
he's the drop kick here, mate, and we all think that. And I don't know if you've taken it down or whatever, but what an idiot doing something like that.
Because, Tex, you do give, and you're a good bloke, and you don't deserve that sort of treatment, so I'm sorry that that happened.
No, that's all right. That's just life, Dits, and these things happen.
All right, well, get yourself fresh for Melbourne in a couple of weeks. I think the Demons come over to Adelaide Oval Saturday week, so get yourself fresh and ready to go.
Take on the Good Things team.
Might be back through the SANA field.
We've got the Triple M Farmer coming on later on, so we'll have a chat.
Hey, good on your Tex.
No worries, boys.
Well done. Hey, Tex joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes, yes.
Did you boys hear about that sheep that fell off the cliff?
Well, no, what happened?
He didn't see the U-turn.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Tex.